The Shadow Door by Ian St. Martin.
Tell me another story.
Now, Abel, that's two stories already. Now it's time for sleep.
But what if the monsters get me?
Selwyn smiled at his son. He half-chided himself for telling Abel a collection of old Valoran fables, replete with courageous heroes triumphing over evil sorcerers and monstrous beasts. They were from a storybook Selwyn's own father had read to him when he was young. Though, maybe not as young as Abel. The last story he had read, The Shadow Door, had been Selwyn's favorite as a child. A young squire wins the day against a foul king seeking to cloak the whole world in shadow. It had scared him silly. Perhaps he should have waited a little longer before reading it to his own son.
That was just a story. Even if you have a bad dream, those monsters from the story can never hurt you, all right? It's all make-believe. They aren't real.
Selwyn leaned down to kiss Abel's forehead, but the boy shrank back.
What? Too old for a kiss?
But Abel did not stop sinking into his bed. A chill ran up Selwyn's spine as his son sank lower and lower, as though a pit had opened up beneath the mattress. Abel's blanket wound tight around his body. It began to glisten, becoming slick and wet as it morphed into a red-spotted tongue. Selwyn snapped free from the shock that had rooted him in place. He reached out for his son, struggling to get hold of Abel and pull him out. But the tongue only wound tighter, sliding deeper down. The edges of the bed splintered with a sharp. Jagged spars of wood rose, turning sharp and yellow as they calcified into fangs. The entire frame was transforming into a gigantic, hideous maw, poised to devour Selwyn's son, whole.
Abel!
He staggered and began to retch. Coils of dark mist feathered from his nose and lips, rising to swirl above the changing bed like a gathering storm. The maw flexed, yawning wide as it released a deafening, blood-curdling scream. It was neither the roar of a great predator, nor the howl of a beast gathering its kin for the hunt. It sounded like a birthing cry, almost as if it were in agony. Abel vanished from sight, and the jaws snapped shut.
I ran my hand down my face, sheen with cold sweat. My eyes flitted around, seeing nothing. It was the middle of the night in Piltover, and the lamps of the city streets below were barely visible through the curtains of my window. After my heart stopped pounding and my thoughts began to calm, I couldn't remember the last time I had a nightmare, nor could I recall one as vivid and real as this one had been. I thought of my son. I should get out of bed, just for a moment, to check on him, to see if he was...
Papa?
Abel? Abel, what are you... My eyes had slowly adjusted to the dark, enough to only now see the small shape of his standing at the front of my bed.
Why?
What are you doing up? Are you all right?
Why did you have that dream, Papa?
What?
Why would you do it?
My son's voice was taking on a pleading edge. I could only see the silhouette of his face with the curtains drawn. But I didn't remember drawing them.
Don't you know that's what feeds him?
I looked up over Abel's head, seeing the tall shadow that he cast over the wall. But the shadow was not his. Abel shivered, and his silhouette melded into the shadow of the wall. In a moment, the image of my boy was gone, fading rapidly to nothing in this growing darkness, and watched a thin tendril of dark mist sigh out through Abel's lips. Just as it had in my dream. With a wet, bubbling hiss, the shadows began to tear itself loose from the wall. I watched in terror. A creature emerge. It was like living shadow, roughly human in form. Its body tapering down beneath the torso like the tip of a blade. The monster rippled and wavered, as though I was viewing it beneath the dark waters, with a pair of cold, staring eyes boring back into me, through to my very soul. The animal response of flight surging through every fiber of my being, but try as I might, no matter how my body demanded it, my mind betrayed me. I was paralyzed, incapable of being anything more than a witness to something I had believed only existed in old fables read by fathers to their sons. A monster, one that was real. The creature's jaw parted a fraction, revealing long, crooked teeth. Then it spoke, somehow repeating my panicked thoughts back to me with his own voice.
What are you? Where did you come from?
It surged closer, hovering over me. Drops of midnight fell from its form, bleeding away to nothing like ink in the ocean. The monster's arms elongated, their ends twisting and flattening into a broad, wicked blades that hooked over its claws. I was unable to look away from the nightmare creature as it bent down, bringing its horrifying visage directly level with mine. It whispered a single word before it buried its blades into my heart. An answer, spoken softly with the voice of a drowning man sinking into the darkest depths.
You.